Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, guys. Welcome to the DDP. We're down to the last 2 days of the month of June, and that might not be enough time for me to finish up what I really want to finish up here in Colossians 2. So the plan right now is to just roll into July with this thought and then head into something new in the early days of the month of July. So I want to, because I don't want to speed up unnecessarily just because the calendar flips. It for our partners who listen to this on disc, it'll just take you a while to get back to where we end you in the month of June. But that's the plan right now. Yesterday we dealt with the 14th verse of Colossians 2. It feels like there's just so much there that if we wanted to, we could spend a month on it, really talking about what it meant when the handwriting was taken out of the way. I said it's a obligation that leads to debt. It's actually a certificate of death with its requirements, with that which is against us. It's a certificate of what is required of us, followed by how we failed to keep it. Jesus has taken care of that particular list of demands in his death on the cross. And I can't say enough how fascinating the end of the 14th verse, having nailed it to the cross, really is. The thought that Jesus has nailed to the cross all the things that were against us, when you consider that Jesus didn't even nail himself to the cross. Jesus was nailed to the cross as sin. I cannot emphasize that enough. Not just the carrier of sin, but as sin. He became sin for us. And as sin, he was nailed to the cross, and then he nailed something else to the cross, which was the handwriting of requirements or ordinances that was against us, that was contrary to us, that was in our way. So if the cross is an instrument of death, and we know it is. That's what we dealt with a few weeks ago when we dealt with take up your cross daily. It was an instrument of death. When Jesus said that, he was warning his disciples, some of you are going to die on my behalf. Not for Jesus, but die in service of the Lord. If the cross is an instrument of death, I don't really think that's arguable. It is. Then when Jesus nails to the cross all of the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, that was contrary to us, that was in our way, then he is placing death upon that. So to minister from that place, to take the handwriting of ordinances that are against man, contrary to man and in man's way, and pull them off the cross and preach them to people would be to minister from a place of death. Now, I bring that up because in Paul's writing to the church at Corinth, in the second book of Corinthians, in the third chapter, Paul says, God made us a sufficient minister of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, because the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Now, you may wonder, what letter was he talking about? Verse 7, if the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses, etc., etc. What was written and engraven on stones was the law of God, particularly the Ten Commandments, or the law that governed the way men acted, the way men lived. Paul calls that the ministry of death. Why does he call it the ministry of death? Because it can only minister death. I say to you, why can it only minister death? Because it was nailed to a place of death. Jesus has nailed the ordinances that were contrary to us, that were against us, that were in our way. He nailed them to his cross for you to minister out of them, to live out of them, to try to find hope in them, is to try to find hope from a place of death. And that, how could you do that? You can't find hope from a place of death, because verse 13 said you've been made alive together with Christ. So to minister from a place of death is to minister against who you really are. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.